President Obama hits the road today to sell the plans he outlined in his final State of the Union address delivered last night. He defended his record, stating the economy has recovered from the Great Recession during his time in office. And the president dismissed claims by some in the GOP that America's enemies, such as ISIS, are getting stronger. Joining us this morning to talk about the address is someone who was there, Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
I'm interested in your general impressions first. After listening, do you think Mr. Obama was more interested in protecting his legacy or laying out an agenda for his final lame duck year?
Probably a little bit of both. I think that's understandable. I mean, you know, everybody knows it's his last year. I'm sure he knows it as well. And legacy is an important thing for everybody, not just for politicians. So I think that's an understandable and acceptable part of the speech. I also think he does not want to spend the last year of his administration doing nothing, or at least not even trying to do anything. So I think it was a pretty good speech. I think it was not atypical, laying out some of the accomplishments and also setting forth a path.
He laid out priorities, as you say, among them dealing with immigration reform, reducing gun violence, increasing the minimum wage, creating pre-kindergarten education for all, and cutting the cost of college, all on the list. That's a pretty long list for a president who faces a ticking clock. Do you see this GOP-controlled Congress getting any of this done?
I don't know about any, but certainly not all. I think that would be unbelievable. I would be shocked if that happened. I'm hoping that we can do something. And I think that even everybody who understands the difficulties we have in Washington right now, you still just can't give up. You still have to try to move the ball forward. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know, I want to do these six or seven things. But realistically, I don't think anybody expects that we can really get all of those things done. I don't think anybody would believe that.
The president also said last night that he wants America to be the country that cures cancer, and he tasked the Vice President Joe Biden to lead that effort. Let's listen.
Tonight I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done. And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control.
Congressman Capuano, your district includes parts of Cambridge and the Longwood Medical area. Do you think this new effort to tackle cancer could impact those areas in a positive way, spurring job growth because of new research?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm presumption that Congress goes along with them, or that they can actually take some of the monies out of NIH and other places and target them on cancer. Of course, I mean, we have the greatest scientific research center in the universe, and if that's what they're going to do, which I think is a great goal to set, of course we should benefit. But the truth is, a lot of our people have been working on this issue for a long time, and we've always known that if and when the cure for cancer is found, it is most likely to be found in the greater Boston area.
You sound a little doubtful, though, about the success of moving money to work on this new effort.
Well, it's always difficult to take money away from one program and move it to another because although cancer is a wonderful thing to deal with, we also have, I mean, just in scientific research alone, if you have heart disease, that's the most important thing. If you have ALS, that's the most important thing. And if you have Alzheimer's, that's the most important thing. So it's difficult to move money around. Now, this year, we did have a significant increase in appropriations at NIH. So in theory, there should be a lot of unassigned money ready to be moved.
One more question. The president also last night said he has few regrets about his now 7 years in office, except about the rancor of politics, which he said has gotten worse. Do you see that changing in his final year or not?
No, I don't. I mean, I wish I could, but based on what I saw my Republican colleagues do last night, I mean, they didn't even stand up to clap for the death of Osama bin Laden. I've never seen them sit on their hands more than I did last night, and I just, again, there are many things that divide us, but there has to be something that brings us together, and if the death of Osama bin Laden isn't one of them, I don't know what is.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks a lot for joining us this morning to talk about the president's speech last night.
Thanks, Bob.